everybody, and welcome back to the Game of Thrones recap show. As always, my name is Brancy, but I am not joined by Jess today. In fact, I am joined by Mike the Movie Guy. You may know him. He is a guest to talk Game of Thrones with us, and we are talking last week's episode, which was called The Broken Man. Mike, it's been a while since we've talked Game of Thrones together.
It has been, because I was replaced by boobs.
You were replaced because you were like, I don't have time for Thrones.
Hey. My boob story would have been so much better than you telling the truth.
Well, sometimes the truth needs to be spoken, Mike.
I guess. Yes. You know, yes, it's been a while, and you're right. I haven't had time because my son is like, I have to watch Game of Thrones late at night. And and so Jess, you two have been doing a great job. I've been checking it out. And then, of course, Jess is like, hey. I think I got to get tested. I think I got an STD. And we were like, what? So that's why she's out. So I'm going to be joining you. Yes, I'm excited because I had seen the episode. And then you're like, hey, you want to join me? I was like, oh, I got to watch it over again. So I did. So I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
Yes. It was a great episode because we kick off with an amazing scene, Mike.
Dude, I was so excited. So excited.
Yes, me too.
Yeah,
I was screaming. My
wife was sitting next to me. I was like, what the hound? And she was like, I was like, honey, that's the hound. It's the hound. So it was, I mean, you knew right then and there. I think I tweeted out. It was like the first six minutes. I mean, bam. I mean, oh, so good. Did you even know? I mean, because I know that you like to do research and you hear things and you see things on the internet. Did you know he was coming back?
I figured he was going to come back because I heard like theories from the books, but I had no idea it would be this season, much less this episode.
And he looks good.
Yeah.
Like
he's healed up.
I mean, cause that's what I was telling my wife. I was like, wasn't he almost like dead? Like he'd fallen off the cliff and got his ass whooped by the white giant.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he looks good and I'm excited And I don't know who the actor is for that played the brother Ray, the guy. I guess he was kind of like reborn, kind of. I don't want to say cult because it was a good cult, but it was. I was very sad to see the ending of this episode.
Yeah,
where we see what happens, and I was pretty. I even told my wife, I was like, "Oh, and he was the voice from Kung Fu Panda. I love him as an actor." And then at the end, I was like, "No, he's dead already."
Mm-hmm. That was pretty fast, even for Game of Thrones.
I was like, shit, I didn't even get a chance to, like, nothing.
Mm-mm.
So now, what do you think? I mean, it seemed like the Hound was, like, getting spoken to by him, and then the Hound was kind of like, meh, all right, you know what, mate? And then at the end, when he grabbed that axe.
Oh, my God.
My nipples got hard.
I'm sure they did, because I was ready.
Oh, so what do you think?
I don't know.
I mean,
people are saying that he's going to face off against the Mountain, though.
Oh, really?
That's what people are saying. I don't know if that's actually going to happen.
Oh, wow. Because so do you know who these people that came and killed the villagers are? Who are they? Are they just bandits, or are they actually behind something?
I think I know. From what I gathered, because they didn't say it outright, I think that they are the Brotherhood Without Banners.
Okay. So just
I think that they're mostly in the books. I don't think they've really done a lot with them in the show yet.
Right.
But I know people are saying that maybe this means that Gendry's coming back because in the books he joins up with the Brotherhood Without Banners.
All right. This is getting confusing.
It is. But
but
apparently Brienne runs in with the Brotherhood Without Banners in the books. I'm not sure. That's just what I heard. And if that is them. Uh-huh. Then some crazy things could happen.
So do you think it's a possibility that the Hound will face my white giant again?
It's possible. I mean, I didn't think anything
right?
That's been happening this season was going to happen.
That is true. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen. Because I don't think I could go through another. Because when we thought we lost the Hound the first time, I was upset.
Oh, I was too.
You know, he was one of my favorite characters. Especially, you know, when he teamed up with Arya, he was, you know, he's kind of changing.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. So I don't know. I mean, when he grabbed that axe, I'm like, okay, someone's going to feel the wrath.
Oh, yeah.
And now that you're saying there's a chance that if he was to face the Mountain, that means he needs to go where Cersei is somehow,
right,
and run into that circle again. I don't know. I don't know what's going to – I guess we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited. I don't know. Do you think we'll see? Because a new episode airs tonight. Do you think we'll see some houndage?
I don't know because I did you see the promo?
Yes, I kind of did, but it didn't show anything, right?
I just remember that it showed, like, I think it was the Mountain's armor.
Right.
So that's why people were like, oh, he's going to face off against his brother again. But I don't know why people are saying that. I don't know if they know something I don't.
Right. Well, I guess we'll have to see tonight.
Yeah, we will. They kept that under wraps.
Oh.
I didn't hear anybody talking about it.
I didn't see. And normally, you know, something that'll come across my Facebook page or Twitter and I accident, I'm like, oh, fuck. Nothing. So, I mean, I literally stopped, and my wife hates it when I stop to tweet. She's like, if you're going to be tweeting during the show, I'm not going to watch with you. I'm like, shh. So as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, and she was like, looked at me. I was like, hold on, this is the hound. You know, so I didn't give anything away. I just put like this excited gif because I was like, first 6 minutes into Game of Thrones, holy crap already. So, you know, I don't know how tonight's going to be.
I'm proud of the internet this time, though, because they always spoil something.
Yes.
And I had to watch it the next day because we were still at the convention. So it was Monday at, like, afternoon, and I did not hear anything. So I'm so proud of the internet.
There you go. Kudos to the internet. All right. So what else you got?
Oh, let's talk about Jon Snow and Sansa and how quick they are getting around.
You know what? They must have a car or
honestly
magic or something that Jon Snow has a broom or something. Because you're right. These people that they're going to visit, are they neighbors?
Well, that's what somebody was saying. They were like, now how in the world did they get from one place to Bear Island all in the span of one episode?
Yes. I mean, because they visit the little girl and then they visit that dude. And, I mean, unless you can throw a rock at each other's castles, I don't know. And they didn't look tired either.
Like no.
Their hair wasn't messed up or anything. So, but what'd you think about them meeting the 10-year-old chick?
Oh my god, the internet lost its mind with little Leanna Mormont.
Oh my gosh. She and my wife didn't know it. I think you had posted a video, right? I think.
Mm-hmm.
Tagging the video. And so I was like, I got it and I was like, do I watch it? And I was like, click. And then I watched it, and I was like, and it, you know, it was one of those things where I wasn't mad because it was just that good. I was like, oh, I gotta watch this shit. And I told my wife, I was like, hun, I saw something on the internet, and she's like, what? I go, this person they're about to meet. And she's like, what? And then all of a sudden, bam, the camera pans over to her. My wife's like, what? I was like, she's like a little girl. She's so badass. Dude, she was ruthless, man.
Yes, she was.
I mean,
to both of them.
Jon Snow had no chance. Even if he would have taken his shirt off, she would have been like, put your shirt back on, Jon Snow. I don't care about
it. Exactly. The memes are hilarious. Have you seen them?
No, I haven't seen them. You're going to have to send me some.
I will.
Sansa thought she could use her little, you know, girl power. Nope.
Nope. Wouldn't have it.
And who saves the day? Dun, 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 Davos.
Davos.
He's a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? But that little girl was bringing up points. I mean, when she slammed Sansa, I was like, who are you? Are you even a Stark? Because the last time you were a Bolton or even a Lannister, I was like, and I didn't even think, I was like, this little girl's onto something here.
Yeah. No, see, like, I love Sansa, so I'm like, quick to defend her, but I was sitting there and I was like, no, Lyanna's got a point though.
It's true. Like, I mean, really, I mean, what, I mean, do you consider her a Stark or do you consider, I mean, it's true. She went from Lannister to mm-hmm. Bolton.
Yeah. Well, see, to me, obviously we know her as a Stark because we see the full story and we know that she did it to survive and she was forced into it.
Right.
But other people, Lyanna's right. They don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, it was awesome. I love that little girl. She was Now, what do you think? 62 men she only gave him. Was it 62?
I think it was 62.
Okay. What do you think? Do you think these are going to be like little peasant people? Or
if they're even half as ferocious as that little girl, like they've got some good men.
I mean, cuz she did say, I mean, you know, I mean That those men there fight more than, you know, that are harder and stronger than 10 of regular men. I mean, I remember you putting a meme, and I loved it because
yes.
I'm a fan of the show Vikings on the History Channel. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I would, you know what? I would be willing to not see the Hound tonight or the remainder of the season, just so I know that he's fine. And I would and switch it out. I would love to see these men that are just so badass just whoop their ass.
Yes.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Me too.
So I don't know. I'm hoping it's not going to be a joke that really it's going to be like, oh, these are farmers. But
no, it better not. Because, I mean, look at it. We got this little girl. We've got Jorah over with Daenerys. Mm. He's a Mormon. And then the old commander of the Night's Watch. Those are three people that we could see are pretty fierce.
That would be so awesome. I would love to see a big battle happen, and all of a sudden they're like, we're getting our asses kicked. And here come these 62 people, and they just fucking whoop everybody's ass.
Yes.
That would be really good. I mean, she seemed pretty confident, you know, and honestly, I'm with Davos. Because at first I was like, 62. And then when Davos made his comment about if they're as ferocious as you are, I was like, you know what? If I was a betting man, yeah, I would go with these 62 guys.
Yeah.
And one giant. I love that giant.
Oh, the giant, yes.
So I guess we'll see what happens. And what did you think about that dude, that Glover dude? He fucking put Sansa in her place also.
Yes, he did. And that one I was a little less receptive towards.
Well, you know what? You know what? Do you think she stepped? I mean, because by the looks of Jon Snow's face, when she started talking, Jon Snow was like, shut up.
Yeah, he was very much like, you need to stop talking. And he hasn't been like that the whole time that they have been together again. So obviously she did something wrong.
Oh, I mean, what? Okay, let me. Okay, just like you've been saying, you're a big fan of Sansa. I am too, because she's hot. Okay. but I mean, stepping back, if you and I were sitting right there and I leaned over, I'd be like, did she fuck up? What would you honestly say?
She did, obviously, because Jon Snow has been treating her like an equal since she got to the wall. And if he's making that face and he hasn't really protested at anything she said since they agreed to fight.
Yeah.
Obviously she did something. I don't particularly know what she did that was super wrong, but obviously it was something.
Oh no, definitely. Yeah. Cause at first I was thinking, okay, well, you know what? She's just being strong. Like she's just trying to help, but I don't know if Jon Snow or even he, I mean, it's obvious the other dude took it as almost like an attack. Like you're supposed to, I don't know. It just seemed like there wasn't a respect there between her and this guy, that she was trying to pull rank or pull that card on him.
Yeah.
But he definitely, ooh, when he came back, I was like, oh, shit, you're in trouble. Now, she wrote a letter, and she stamped it with the, well, what do you think? Who's that letter to? What do you think she's trying to do? Is it, and then my fear was, is like, man, if that freaking guy, Ramsey, finds that freaking crow.
Oof.
I mean, what do you
think? I didn't think about that. Personally think it's to Littlefinger to get the soldiers that he said that he has in the Vale to come fight for her, because that's what somebody did. Somebody in true Game of Thrones fan fashion screenshotted and like zoomed in and like found parts of the letter, and they say that it looks like she's writing to Littlefinger.
Because if I remember right, Littlefinger did kind of try to talk to her, but she kind of put him in his place.
Yeah, and he offered to help her, and she was like, no, I don't need your help.
Now, you and I haven't talked, because this, you know, you and I are recapping this episode. I want to ask you, when she was talking to Littlefinger, because at first my wife and I were like, oh, you know, he's on her side. And then I was like, no, he's definitely not on her side. And, you know, he's always trying to move things around to benefit him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they show the episode where he rides up and puts that other dude in his place and talks to the little prince and says, now we need to get an army together. So, do you think, he did this? Because it's obvious that Sansa doesn't know that he did this, because he was, you know. So, do you think he was really trying to, now's the time and everything's moving and this is my chance to take advantage? Or do you think he really was trying to help Sansa and the family?
To me, I think it's more about him realizing that he messed up royally with what he did by aligning her with the Boltons, because he clearly didn't know that it was that bad of a situation with Ramsay. I know, like, the actor has come out and said that. They were like, that's where his mindset is. He had no idea that Ramsay was that bad.
Oh, okay.
So I think he's trying to, like, repay her for what he did to her.
Okay, so, okay. Yeah, because I couldn't put my finger on it. I was like, did he really realize he fucked up? Or was he really, did he feel bad? Or is this just another plan of Littlefinger to, you know, to benefit him?
Oh, I'm sure he's going to get some benefit out of it.
Yeah.
But I do think it's a large part of him trying to repay her for what he did by messing up so bad.
So if the letter gets to him, she's got an army and, well, she's got more men to add to her army. And then they can go after Ramsay and his crew and everybody else that's joining Ramsay. From a scale of 1 to 10, I saw something on Twitter that you tweeted out going, I think Ramsay's so sexy. Is that true?
What? Whoa. You are putting tweets into people's minds, Mike.
I'm just saying, that's what I thought. Maybe you were talking about the act. I don't know. Sometimes, who knows what you do on Twitter?
Oh, wow.
Okay, it was great to see Braun again.
Yes, finally brought him back.
Finally, I was hoping he would whoop somebody's ass, but do you think it's obvious that Jaime Lannister is kind of throwing this like, hey, you can be the leader. Do you think Braun's going to take her, or do you think Braun's the type of guy who's like, eh, I just like vagina, alcohol?
No, I think that once Braun sees how bad the other people are handling it, like we saw, he'll probably step in because God, that's not the way to treat the situation.
And I was trying to figure out those two idiots. Those are the sons of what's his face? The old man, right? That one that from Harry Potter.
Yeah, Walder Frey.
Okay. And I was trying to figure it out. I was like, okay, these guys were these. Oh, these are the two blumbling idiots. That were trying to take over the. Now, the guy that's inside the castle, he looks very familiar.
Yes.
Who is he? What side is he on?
That's the Blackfish. You're talking about the Blackfish,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Blackfish is. Whose side is he on, though?
He is, I believe, the uncle of Catelyn Stark.
Okay.
So I don't know if he's really pledged his allegiance to a side yet. I think he's just like focused on the Tullys right now.
Okay, okay. Because I was trying to figure out, I was like, is if Jaime Lannister and the kingdom is going after him, is he on the Stark side?
Because the Lannister, it's all very confusing.
It is. It is.
You got to like think about it. But like what I think is that the Lannisters are aligned with Walder Frey because they're the ones that caused the Red Wedding to happen.
Okay.
And if Walder Frey wants that castle back, then I guess that the Lannisters, that's why they are sending Jaime in to take it back for Walder Frey.
Harry Potter.
Yes.
Okay. I got it.
Because that was the Tully's castle.
Right.
And Blackfish took it back.
Okay, the Tullys, that's
Catelyn's family.
Which one's Catelyn?
The redhead, Sansa's mom.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Okay, see, I'm getting it. I'm getting it.
And her crazy aunt.
I'm getting
that
it.
Fell through the moon door.
Oh, that bitch there. That little kid there too. Okay. I'm getting it. So I was like, yeah. That's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, I thought this guy's a good guy. Why is that Jaime doing this crap? I don't know. It seems like Jaime's also changed a little bit because normally he would just take over the castle.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually tried to talk to this dude, and Blackfish is like, get out of my face. You know, so I don't know. Yeah. I'm curious to see how that's going to pan out. But it's obvious that there's going to be a fight.
Yes.
He's not giving up the castle. So I guess we'll see what's up with that. Maybe tonight. I tweeted out, or I told my wife, that Theon got his balls back. Not literally, yeah. But what do you think? Do you think he is finally like, I'm snapped out of it and it's time to kick ass? Or do you think he was just doing it for his sister?
I don't think he's fully snapped out of it because I don't know how someone can just like flip on a dime like that. But I think he's actually going to try and start moving towards that now because of his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I got slammed on Tumblr for saying that, by the way.
Really?
Somebody was like, how can you say that? He's got PTSD. And I'm like, yeah, I know that. It's been like 2 seasons and he still has not even tried to like become back to his usual self.
So
yet.
Are
so
you?
I'm not saying he's cured, y'all.
So are you? So what were you saying? I mean, like, did you just say?
I was just saying that I was glad that he was finally trying to start getting back to a good place.
And the internet slammed you fat?
The internet slammed me. It was like one person, and of course it was anonymous. Of course,
bastards.
But I was just like, I don't know how you could argue that what I said was wrong.
No,
because I
no.
didn't say he's like magically cured, and I don't think he will be.
No, no, I think you're absolutely right. I think that was, if you and I were in an intervention, a meeting with him, it'd be like, this is the first step, admitting you have a problem. And so his sister. I think his sister kind of, it was good to, that she did have that one-on-one and was kind of like, I need you. And if not, you might as well kill yourself.
Yep.
I mean, I think that's her. I think that was her sister's intervention. It's like, that's it. Like, I need you to fucking step up.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got big stuff to, because it was cool to hear the sister, like, we're going to go across the ocean and make this deal with this mother of dragons.
Oh my God.
You know, and they're, and really, and that's what I started thinking, because I don't know, you know more about the book stuff. Like, I know that Darius or Daenerys or whatever the hell you want to call her, mother of dragons, she's been needing a fleet to go across.
Yes, that's why I'm, like, looking at everything, and I'm like, oh my God, everything's progressing so far. Because if you, like, think about, like, what if Theon and Yara join up with Daenerys, and then now she's got ships.
Yeah. And then, bam, they get the arm, boom, and they go back and take over. I mean, there you go. So I was excited for that. I was like, ah, and then I was thinking to myself, how does the sister get this hot chick?
What's going on? Oh, God. You would think of that, Mike.
You know what? You guys look at certain things. I'm like, this adds to the season. This adds a little dilemma here. But I'm hoping, and I totally agree with you, and whoever that anonymous person was, kiss our asses, because I agree with Brancy. I think this was first step, and I think this was like this was the first light of hope where you're like, oh shit, Theon is, could he? He's never going to be the same.
No.
And if he does, I think the only way he will is if he kills Ramsay himself,
right?
And finally gets that closure. But right now, I don't know. I mean, I hope, because I think Theon is. Yes, he's done. I mean, let me ask you a question: are you a fan of Theon?
I am a tentative fan of Theon. I mean, it's hard to be a full fan of Theon.
Because you were a fan of Theon before he took over Winterfell, right?
Like, right. When he was saying that everything he did was right. I'm not. What he did with Winterfell was a mess.
Yes, a hot mess.
But you need complicated characters. You can't just have all cool characters.
No. He definitely was complicated. You know, and I think he was one of those guys who were like, oh, Theon. You know, he was like your friend that just keeps getting fucked up and like throwing up everywhere. You're like, oh, come on, you can hang out with us, but quit killing people.
Yeah,
you know,
pretty much.
I liked him because he was part of the family and in the original family. And then he helped Sansa escape. That that earned big brownie points for me.
Yeah.
I have faith. He's just one of those friends that you're just like, come on, get it together. And then he lost his penis and everything.
You know, that does damage to a person.
Yeah, you know what? I would know, kind of, because I have a penis. I haven't lost it, but I do have one, Brancy.
Okay. Thanks for sharing.
I just want to share that with you. What else I have in my notes here? I won't save this one for last. What do you think about Queen Marjorie and the Sparrow?
You know what? That's the one thing in the episode that I'm not really sure what to think. Because I don't know if she's playing her own game.
Uh-huh.
Because she slipped that note to her grandma. Uh-huh. But I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
That means I like flowers and I'm still the same person. I don't know. I think that's a pot. Because see, the whole time when she was there and then when she met her brother and she told her and her brother's like, oh, I can't take it anymore. And she was like, you better shut the fuck up and get it together.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we see the next episode. She's like memorizing the fucking Sparrow book and she's changed. I told my wife, I was like, dude, I don't think she could give in that. No, this is a plan.
No, I don't think she has, but I just don't know what her plan is.
I think
the flowers, obviously, because that's their house sigil.
I think she is playing the Sparrow and waiting for the right moment to get revenge for her brother, because she definitely loved her brother, her house. I don't know. I think it's going to be a really – it sucks because I'm watching. I'm going, this is a great bastard, but is it going to fuck up? Is it going to fuck up? Are you going to get away with it? Because I really hate the Sparrow.
Oh, me too.
You know, and I really want him. And at first, when she handed him, and she was like, go, grandmother. I was watching the other chick. And I was like, this bitch, is she on to her? Because she was kind of like studying. And then and it was a little too, because then all of a sudden, her grandmother's like, no, no, no. Okay. And I was like, oh, you're making it obvious.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that old lady went to the Sparrow and said, maybe, but I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's impossible to not suspect something after that.
Yeah.
People always want to make it so obvious.
So stupid. But I think she's going to give the king some, which will help, because then the Sparrow is going to be like, see, because of me, king, I gave you some vagina. So I don't know. I'm nervous because I really want the Sparrow dead. And I do remember seeing the promo for Happening Tonight, and Cersei and the Mountain step up to the to some of those little monks.
I'm so excited.
I'm hoping to God the Mountain rips freaking faces off. That's
I hope so.
I can't. Yeah. Now, this is the Cersei that I like. It's like, you would want to have blood. She's like, I choose blood, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I really want, you know, and I know you and I have talked about Cersei in the past, and we haven't been, but you know what? I'm really rooting for Cersei to get back some revenge.
Oh, me too. You know? I'm ready for it.
I can't wait. Finally on my notes, if I was there, Brancy, eating fruit, I would have turned to Arya and slapped her and punched her in her face. My wife was like, she was sloppy. She should have known better. Why do you think she didn't suspect that the Manny Faces people would get her ass?
Well, that's the thing, Mike. There are theories.
Okay.
Buckle up, because there's been a lot of users on Reddit. There's like two huge theories about what happened with Arya.
Okay.
I'm not sure which one I think is the best
okay,
one.
Okay, go.
The first one is that was not Arya at all. That it was Jack and Hagar, because he was testing the waif, because he told her not to let Arya suffer, and obviously she didn't listen to him.
Oh, wow.
That's the first theory.
Okay, hold on now. Now let me ask you a question, though. When she stuck through in the water, is that your opinion of it was quick? I mean, that was some American Me prison shit right there. Or do you think that was a suffering?
Are you talking about Arya?
The way that she got stabbed by what's-her-face.
Well, to me, going by what they've done in the House of Black and White before, that would be deemed suffering.
Oh, because normally it's like poison and you just kind of...
Exactly. It was like poison the last time. And she stabbed her in the stomach, which will kill you.
But it'll be a minute and you'll deal with some serious freaking pain.
It'll take a while.
Okay, that's a good one, because...
I didn't think about it either, but I was, the more I sat, because he did very, very pointedly say, don't let her suffer.
I think he likes Arya.
Yeah.
I think he really, truly does. Okay, that's a good one. All right, okay, what's the next one? What's the other one?
The next one was a little bit harder for me to grasp, so I'm just going to tell you what I got out of it.
Okay.
That one was that the waif, you know, the girl that stabbed her,
right,
that's what calling her, never really existed to begin with, because only Arya and Jaqen are the ones that see her. So somebody was saying that is a manifestation of Arya's, like, imagination of her trying to get Arya to become no one.
Okay.
So that one was a little harder to...
Okay, now you telling me that, and I'm letting it absorb, in the Game of Thrones world,
mm-hmm.
possibility. I mean, anything's possible. I mean,
yeah, it's certainly possible.
Especially after seeing what's his name, Bran, chime travel and shit with Hodor. Okay, I get that. But you know, I think your first one
yeah.
is yeah.
I think it's the first one, because while that second one could very well be true, it's a little sixth sense for me.
It is, and then it's like, really, like y'all are really. I mean,
I feel like that would be harder for the audience to grasp.
Well, I remember when I was reading some of the comments online when Bran went back and forth and Horta, and people were kind of pissed off. They were like, "What? He time traveled? Like now we're people were kind of." Bothered by the whole time traveling thing.
Mm-hmm.
So people didn't like that. I'm wondering if some people won't like that second theory. I could so see the first one, which would be
the
badass.
First one, that's where I'm kind of putting my stake in, because somebody was saying they were like that old lady face that the waif had on when she came up behind her. Arya has literally seen that face before. Somebody pulled a screen grab from last season. Like, when she first comes into the Hall of Many Faces, like, that's the one that she looks at. So somebody was like, it's impossible for her to not realize who that was.
Oh.
Like, how can you not remember that when you look dead at it?
Okay, so now let me ask you a question then. Okay, so let's just take that first theory up a little bit. So that happens, stuck, thrown in the canal. We see Arya come out of the canal, and now she's bleeding. Is that supposed to be the super holy badass dude of the Manny Faces, whatever his name is? Or is that supposed to be really Arya? I mean, like, do you see Arya walking off and all of a sudden her take the face off and the blood stops? Or how do you explain the blood? How would you, and I'm not saying you have the answers, but I mean, I'm throwing this theory out to you. I mean, she comes out of the water bleeding and looking around like, who the hell else could have these faces on? What do you think? How could we get out of that? I like the first theory, but like, okay, how do we explain the bleeding?
Right. I see, that's where I'm a little tripped up. I don't know if that is supposed to be like Jaqen putting on a show, or if maybe he discussed this with Arya and they came up with a plan. I don't know.
That sounds okay. Yeah. Cause I mean the beginning part, hands down, that sounds perfectly that what could happen. But then I'm trying to think maybe that it is that we got to play out the deal and maybe.
Cause I'm sorry. That was just way too sloppy.
Oh dude, it was bad. I mean, my wife was like, what? And I was like, what the f-? And I think I even tweeted out cause I was so mad because I was like, I have been a fan of Arya since day one. And this right here, I immediately was like, you know what? You deserve that. You deserve that. Because she was
if you're that sloppy, do you even deserve to get out?
Like, you got to know that these people are going to come after you, you know? And that's why I was like, and then she was just all like, here's my money to the boat. And I'm like, and then just looking at the sunset, I'm like, that's the little old lady. And then bam, I was like, oh, Arya. So, okay. I feel better now because now that you've explained that first theory, I'm going to go with that first theory.
That's what I'm staking my claim in because I refused. I was like, no.
Oh, no, dude. I was like, if she died, I mean, I'm like, thank you for giving me the Hound, but because I was already excited. I was like, oh, the Hound's going to meet with Arya and they're going to kick ass. And da, 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 da. But then when Arya got stuck and then she's walking around bleeding, I was like, okay, it's a stomach wound. She's got a couple of hours. She can make it. Oh man, yeah. This episode was explosive. It was. Yes, it could have been a finale for me.
God, yeah, I really could have.
Yeah. So I can only imagine. Do you know how many more episodes we have left?
Three, Mike. Three.
Three. So it means we have one tonight, and then we have two. We have, and then another one, and then the finale.
Yep.
Holy crap balls!
And they just released the official titles for the rest of them.
Now, when is the last season? Because a rumor has it there's going to be it's ending in what, 8?
8 is what people are saying. They're going to have a season 7, but it'll be shorter, and then like a final season 8.
And then that'll be it. Game of Thrones will be done.
I know.
What will I do?
I don't know.
Well, we have the Vikings.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go. And then, you know, some people have that that crappy show called, what is it called, Rain?
Yeah. Game of Thrones Light.
Right. Oh God! I tried to watch that one time. I was like, there's some hot girls on here, but nope.
No, I couldn't do it.
No, I can't do it. Man. So yeah, so tonight, new episode. I don't know what the episode's called.
It's called No One. Yep.
So what do you think? What does that mean to you? No one can kill Arya?
I'm thinking definitely we're going to get some Arya story for sure.
No one can take on Cersei and live to talk about it? No, there's going to be some blood.
Yeah.
I think the mountain's going to, like, totally screw some – he's going to just demolish people.
Good.
And I cannot wait because I really want those little monk guys. And that monk guy, that's family. That's her cousin, right? Didn't she used to sleep with him?
Cersei? Yeah, she did sleep with him once.
Yeah. So it's like, I gave you the vagina. Now I'm going to give you death.
In usual Cersei fashion.
I can't wait. Yeah, I think talking to the grandmother – and the grandmother's like, you're a loser. It's your fault. Da, da, da. I think that really snaps Cersei.
Oh, yeah.
And Cersei's like, you know what? Because you could just tell that look in her face like, oh, I'm going to show you.
And for the first time, she admitted she did mess up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, do you think she blames herself for her daughter's death?
I think if I was a mother, I would on some level. Because they did that because they hate the Lannisters so much.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that scene. I was like, No, because I liked her.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like those little three sisters that have the spear and the whip and the whatever.
Mm-hmm. They've, like, disappeared.
Oh, they're still working, I bet.
I'm sure they are.
But it sucked.
Like, they have not shown them in
but
a long time.
Yeah, but it sucked because we got that one moment in which they killed the prince, and then it was like, that's it. I'm like, whoa, 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 hello. And no dragons? No dragons this episode. Do you think we'll get some dragons tonight?
Tonight, I don't know.
That means no.
Well, I don't know, Mike. I don't know. There's a lot going on tonight. Jamie and Brienne are going to meet up again.
Oh, that's true.
At the Blackfish.
I hope she
slaps some sense into him.
She likes him.
Yeah. I hope she slaps some sense into him because he's talking about loving Cersei, and I'm like, you need to stop that.
Yeah. He's just, you know what? You know, I've never had sisterly vagina, but maybe Jamie knows something we don't know.
Oh, dear.
I think we're done, right? Are we done?
I think that's it.
All right. So you guys will be back next week.
Yes.
To recap this episode. And I will try to get my Good Shows review up. That way you guys can check it out. And if y'all want to read it, you can.
Yeah.
If you don't want to because you hate my knowledge, it's okay. So I'm good. I don't have any. I've already scratched out all my notes. I got everything. I got everything out. It was an exciting episode.
Yes, it was.
So
the last three are going to be crazy. I just
don't talk about it. Three. I can't believe three.
I know. It feels like it just started.
Yes.
And then looking at the titles, I'm like, I don't see even one of these that's
okay.
going to suck.
Okay, hold on. So do you have all the titles in front of you?
I do.
So no one is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next one?
Episode 9 is Battle of the Bastards.
Oh, shit. Okay, hold on. Battle of the Bastards.
That's the big one.
That's got to be Snow.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's got to be some. Oh man, and then Ramsay.
Yep.
Oh my! Nipples.
And see, they always have the tradition. The ninth episode is always the big one.
Oh,
have you noticed that? Season one, they kill Ned Stark. Season two was the wildfire attack. Season three, the Red Wedding. Four, the battle at the Wall. Was it the Wall?
I think the Wall.
And then
yeah.
Last year was the giant White Walker attack.
Oh, that was so badass.
I know. So I'm like, the ninth episode, and I know for a fact it's called Battle of the Bastards. This is going to be wild.
I mean, that title right there is pretty badass.
Yes.
Whoever did that, kudos, because that's just Battle of the Bastards.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a big WWE main event.
Yeah, it is.
I'm excited. And then what's the season finale?
Season finale is called The Winds of Winter.
The Winds of Winter.
That's the final book's name.
That sounds very peaceful. After a big giant battle.
Yeah, but you know what the Starks say, Mike. Winter is coming. So if winter's here.
Oh, I hate when you talk riddles to me.
You love it. Don't worry.
All right. I'm done. I guess you guys do your thing. And tonight, we have a new episode. And since you and I recap this one together, I just might have. Are you watching it tonight?
Yeah, I'm watching it tonight.
Okay, so then I might throw a couple of I'm going to be at work. And then when I get home, baby goes down to sleep. We're going to throw on Game of Thrones. You might see a couple of tweets from me.
Okay. I'm here for it.
All right. Well, I'm done.
I'm done too.
All right. So what do y'all do afterwards?
I think that's pretty much. we are just shut up, Mike.
I know, but you know, I could tell both of us were like, okay, just bring on the new episode.
I mean, yeah, let's watch it now and I'd be good.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it for this week's episode. We're both good, I think. But next week, it's actually going to be Monday, I believe, that we review. I think we should be on time for Monday.
Cool.
We're going to talk about tonight's episode, No One. But until then, you guys can check out the rest of our Game of Thrones reviews on thevro.com. We also have an Audio Boom channel, audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. And we are on Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr as Variety Radio Online, and we are at The VRO on Twitter. Mike, would you like to tell people where they can find you?
Yes. You can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, and then Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, iwatchmike on Facebook. And yeah, you can check out audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike for some of my podcasts, recap shows, reviews, all that good stuff. So that is pretty much it for me, Brancy.
That's it from me. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at VROBrancy. And if you guys want to check out the Good Shows app, you could do that and leave a review for this night's episode and let us know. We'll read that too. So we'll probably be reading Mike's.
Yes. Yes. You're VRO Brancy on Good Shows?
Yep. I'm that on like pretty much everything.
Cool. And I'm Mike the Movie Guy. It's a free app. Get on there and leave your comments. And you know what? Hey, if people leave comments for the show, will you guys read their other comments?
Yes.
Sweet.
We've done that before. So if you've got something to say, let us know.
Sweet. All right. Well, I'm done. You're done. Should we say goodbye?
I think it's time to say goodbye, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.